Now, last week on our show, we featured New FM host and filmmaker Chelsea Cuthers-Munro, who spoke about her documentary, The Waka That Waited. Well, on Friday night, the film finally made its debut at the Mangere Arts Centre, where the Cook Islands community turned up in droves. Tiana Haxton was there and has the story.
Chelsea Cuthers-Munro was subjected to backlash and harsh online comments in response to a cultural piece in 2019, leading her to vow she would never do anything cultural again. However, she decided to push through and reclaim her cultural identity. She spent 3 years exploring her heritage and admits it was a difficult journey.
One of the things I struggled with was feelings of unworthiness and inadequacy. And so halfway through this documentary, there are a lot of voices that were still quite discouraging, and I had dropped it about 2 years ago, and I said, you know, I don't want to finish it. I'm not worthy to be the one to carry this story.
Once she overcame these feelings, Chelsea says the journey became the most healing experience of her life. She was filled with emotions and pride as she presented her documentary, The Waka That Waited, to a packed audience.
This, to me, is such a pivotal moment. If you had told me a couple of years ago that I'd be here and I'd be filled with a room of Cook Islanders, and to be able to say that I belong and I know I'm meant to be here, I'm part of this, I wouldn't have believed it back then.
As the end credits rolled, she received a standing ovation from the audience. Amongst them was the former Minister for Pacific Peoples, Aupito William Sio. Aupito praised Cuthers-Munro for her bravery to share her story of disconnect from her culture as a New Zealand-born Cook Islander.
We need these stories. We need these stories to remind the generation of Aotearoa New Zealand where you come from, your roots, the experiences that are captured in the old sayings.
His comments were echoed by many of the Cook Islanders in attendance, young and old. Chelsea Cuthers-Munro is currently planning on returning to Rarotonga to share her documentary with the local community.